We continue now with our week-long series of candidate forums in advance of next week's primary elections across Wisconsin. Earlier this week, we spoke with the primary challengers in the 4th and 7th congressional districts, as well as the Democratic candidates in the attorney general race. Now we turn to the Office of State Treasurer. It's an open race that's attracted a handful of candidates, some who want to reform the office and at least one who wants to eliminate it. There are two Democrats and two Republicans running in next week's primary. We'll be talking with all four over the next hour. We start with Dave Leeper. He's a Madison-based attorney and former Greene County District Attorney. He's a Democratic candidate for State Treasurer. He joins us here in the studio. Dave, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob. It's a real pleasure to be on Wisconsin Public Radio.
So the basics, why do you want to be the next state treasurer here in Wisconsin?
Well, I got into the campaign for treasurer because I'm concerned about a underlying inequality of wealth and income that is increasing in our society. I feel that this inequality threatens our economy. It stifles our economy. It threatens our environment. It's responsible for creating strip mines and frack sand mines. And it threatens our democracy because we have wealthy billionaires buying our elections in Wisconsin and writing our laws. Now, we don't have to let that happen. We can control our own money in Wisconsin. And to me, that's the treasurer's job. The treasurer should be the watchdog, should be the people's advocate in terms of our financial health. That's why I'm running for Wisconsin State Treasurer.
So some have made the case that the position should be eliminated, including one candidate in this election, the incumbent who's not running for office again when he was running. Some in the state legislature say, we don't need this job, we should get rid of it. Make the case that the position of state treasurer still matters.
Well, I would say that generally Republicans have voted in the assembly to abolish this constitutional office. And I often say that the Koch brothers would like a weak and ineffectual state treasurer or no treasurer at all. They don't want anybody to watch Wisconsin's money. I am concerned that we have to do that, and to allow this office to be eliminated and to concentrate all of this power in the governor's office, which is what they've done over the last decade. They've stripped this office from its powers, and they've concentrated that in the governor's office. We don't need a more powerful governor in Wisconsin. So I'm ready to stand up and to watch the governor and make sure our money is invested and spent wisely.
Over the years, that legislature, as you say, has taken a lot of the duties and responsibilities away from the treasurer's office. What specific duties, jobs would you like to see restored to the office or added to it?
Well, I believe that you're probably aware that the backlog of the unclaimed property has been a serious issue. Unclaimed property was taken out of the treasurer's office just about a year ago. And the backlog has increased, I believe, 6 or 7 times what it was when the state treasurer handled it. So obviously, taking care of the unclaimed property and taking back responsibility for the EdVest program, for educational investments for families, those are important. But those are not the heart of the treasurer's responsibility. The heart of the treasurer's responsibility is to report on the financial health of Wisconsin. And we are not in good shape. We are seeing smokes and mirrors on our financial situation. Governor Walker, you know, told us we have a state surplus after he increased borrowing $1.5 billion. You know, he created bonds to get $1.5 billion. And then he said, well, we have a couple million extra. Let's give it all back. You know, that's a cheap political gimmick. And we need a treasurer accountable to the people to expose things like that. That's the heart of the treasurer's office. These other services are good. They're important. The treasurer's office has always done them well. But they're not the heart of this office. And creating a Bank of Wisconsin is the true heart of my program as Wisconsin State Treasurer.
And that's what I wanted to ask you about. That's been a main point, as you say, in your campaign. What would a State Bank of Wisconsin look like?
Well, the best way, well, first of all, for your listeners, I would like to let you know that my website is witreasurer.org. You can go on my website. You can read about public banking. You can read about what a Bank of Wisconsin could do. You can read that over 20 states are looking into the creation of a public bank. But the real example that we have is the state of North Dakota. North Dakota has had a public bank since 1919. And they created that bank because they were being squeezed by the Wall Street banks as farmers. Farmers have to borrow money to put their crops in. The Wall Street banks were charging them high interest and high fees. So they created a state bank. It has served them for nearly 100 years. And let me tell you a couple ways it has. The Bank of North Dakota contributed over $300 million in profits to the state of North Dakota in the last 10 years. And that's in a state of 600,000 people. You can imagine what we could do here in Wisconsin. North Dakota just started a program where they're going to allow any student to consolidate student loans at 1.75% interest. My daughter's repaying her student loans at 6.8% interest, and she's not allowed to even refinance that. We have a student debt crisis, and Bank of Wisconsin can address that crisis. We can invite our students, our young people, to stay in Wisconsin, not take off for Chicago and Minneapolis like they're doing right now.
If you're elected, there's a good chance that the state legislature will still be in Republican control. How would you work with them to pursue this idea of a state bank? Would there be skepticism there that you think you could overcome?
Well, North Dakota is not a bastion of liberalism. North Dakota is a conservative Republican state. Bank of Wisconsin makes good business interest for everybody in Wisconsin. And I know that there's some good Republican legislators who will understand that. This is not a partisan issue. This is a matter of regaining control of our money, which we are shipping off to the large investment banks, and we don't have to do that. We can keep it right here, working Wisconsin, to build community, to create the kind of world where our children will want to live. That's what we need.
And as state treasurer, for the things you're talking about, whether it's this public bank, creating more accountability, you say, to be a watchdog for the state budget, given the limited powers in the office, how do you leverage that position to get anything done?
Well, I've been talking all around the state for the last 8 months, and I've spoken with people in many different settings. And there's an excitement about regaining control of our finances. People understand. Elizabeth Warren, Senator Warren, has told us that the system is rigged and the American people get it. They get it right down to their toes. I believe they do. And I believe if we have a treasurer who will go out and offer alternatives and programs and hold hearings all around the state, you know, we are going to be able to implement public banking. We are going to put a control on the money that we spend out, that we send out to investment banks. Let me give you one example here in Dane County. Somebody did a study for Dane County in which they found that in the last 10 years, Dane County spent about $80 million on financing costs. You know, anytime you want to buy some new equipment or put up a new building, you borrow money. If they would have had their own Bank of Dane County, they would have reduced those costs in half, $40 million. Dane County would have had $40 million either to reduce taxes, which I hope the Republicans will appreciate, or to increase programs. So this program makes sense for everybody. I think it's going to take off. It's going to be the winning issue in this campaign.
We've talked about the issues, what you do on the job. Could you talk a little bit about your background, your career, and how it sets you up to be the state treasurer?
Sure. I guess one reason I'm running for state treasurer is I've grown up in a political household. My mother was Midge Leeper Miller. She was a state representative from Madison for many years. My brother is State Senator Mark Miller. And actually, my grandmother and my great-grandfather were both elected officials in Washburn County. So when I was elected district attorney, I became the fourth generation of elected officials in Wisconsin. That's why I've chosen the political arena to make my contribution. But I've been an elected district attorney. I've had a private practice for more than 20 years. I've been a legal services attorney for low-income people, concentrating on consumer protection issues. I've also I've worked as a professor, and I've taught negotiations, rule of law, conflict resolution in Ukraine. I was a Fulbright professor at Africa University in Zimbabwe. I have a Master's of Divinity. I was a United Methodist pastor for two churches. So I believe that I have a complex of broad experience, of educational experience, legal experience, and the ethics of my ministry that I believe I can put together for the people of Wisconsin.
Dave, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Rob.
That's Dave Leeper. He's a Madison-based attorney, one of two Democratic candidates running for state treasurer.